The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today I'm with Rebecca Miller and, North Hempstead Town Clerk Wayne Wink. And we have our Nassau County Executive Laura Curran with us for an update on what's going on around the town, around the county, How are you, Laura?
I'm fine, John. It's so good to be with you on this gloomy Friday.
And this is our first one with you and Wayne together. I think it's great.
I think it's a great team. I'm really happy to be on with Wayne. He's always told me I have a great face for radio.
I would never say that about me.
What's going on in the town? I keep saying town. I apologize. What's going on in the county?
What's good for the county is good for the town. So
that's right. Yeah,
thank you, Wayne.
The town is a very, very important part of our county. So we're all in it together. It's true on the municipal level as well. And I just want to start out by saying I really appreciate the cooperation and the partnership with the town of Hempstead, with Wayne and Supervisor Bosworth and the whole team.
We're going to be having some trouble, I think, wherever Laura is this morning.
Yeah.
It's going in and out.
She's not in North Hempstead, but.
She must not be. She's traveling, so everybody knows who's listening.
Right, your seniors, the town has really just been a great way.
Laura, I don't know if you can hear me, Laura. You're going in and out.
Oh, shoot. It's this darn traveling thing. How about now? Is that better?
You're good.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. I don't know what you missed, but I just said that the town has been an invaluable partner in getting the word out to all of our residents throughout the pandemic, as have you and your show, John. It's been a great way to connect with people, letting them know what's happening.
And what's happening is you guys are doing a great job. That's what's happening, which is so easy. It's a very easy job that we have here on the radio to bring people like you or to bring someone like Wayne on, because you guys are exemplary elected officials. And it's easy for me. It's great. It makes my job easy.
Well, thank you. And, I just want to give you the latest COVID update. Last night at the Coliseum, we were 13,000 strong in a facility that has about 14,000 capacity. So we're really coming back.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing, right? Unfortunately, they didn't win, but, try again tomorrow. But it's really thanks to our vaccination rate. Nassau County is really leading the state in vaccination. And when it comes to seniors 65 and older, 92% of those people 65 and older, 92% have been vaccinated, which is amazing. And that's really a testament to our residents, where they understand that the vaccination works, that it's safe, it's effective, and it's the key to getting back to normal.
92% is a number that's just staggering, because I think nationally it's 41 or 42, I think I saw the other day.
Well, it's 92% for those 65 and older. It's about 70.
Okay.
Yes. So I want to qualify that. That's seniors 65 and older. It's about 75% 18 and older, and it's more than 60% for the entire population.
Okay. Still a great number.
Still great. Yeah. Especially for seniors.
And Laura, we just had the executive director of the Yes We Can Community Center on, who reminded us that over 35,000 vaccines were issued at our Yes We Can Community Center, which was really staggering numbers, I think. So, we're very pleased to have been a relatively small part, but a part nonetheless of the entire vaccination effort in the county. And I know you've been spearheading that. And, a lot of people like to name drop, but when the governor of the state is name dropping you, you're doing something right. It's really been a tremendous effort on your part to make sure that we're all vaccinated and to get as much information about the process to everybody in a timely manner. I can remember it wasn't 6 months ago when people were screaming about, how do I get vaccinated? How do I get vaccinated?
And right.
6 months, you've provided that you know, that guidance and information that has really, I think, made a very stressful moment for a lot of people very, very comfortable now. So that's really a wonderful thing. I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, and thank you, Wayne, and thanks Judy Bosworth and the entire Town of North Hempstead team for allowing us to use the Yes We Can Community Center right in Westbury. It was an amazing partnership. And as you say, 35,000 vaccinations, that's incredible. So when you say it was you guys were a small part, you guys were a huge part of our overall county success in getting people vaccinated. And I think we all remember those early anxious days. Yeah. And, you know, we promised, you and I together, you know, all of us really promised to do whatever we could to get them out in as many communities as possible, as quickly as possible. And I think that we delivered on that promise.
Yep.
And the beautiful result of it all is that just a few weeks ago, the town of North Hempstead was not planning on having Fun Day Monday at all. We were either probably going to do something virtual like we did last year or some other kind of virtual programming. But because of these numbers and, you know, and in the town of North Hempstead, all these seniors that are vaccinated, we are actually going to have Fun Day Monday this summer, four of them, including entertainment, fitness classes. Of course, it's going to be on a reduced amount of people that we can handle, and we're not going to have certain things that we have, like the cafe won't be available, but the space is there, the programs will be there, and our seniors can come out, and it's such a thrill for them because, you know, having been pretty much in the house for so long and now to come back to the beach in North Hempstead. So because of all these immunizations that were offered and the easy accessibility, you know, our town seniors are now going to be able to enjoy summer programming again in North Hempstead, which is really wonderful.
Rebecca, that is such great news. I had not heard that. It's such a wonderful tradition, and I know the seniors in North Hempstead love it. I've visited many times, and they're so grateful for the opportunity. So to do something normal, to be social again, you know, we're bringing concerts back to our parks, to Eisenhower Park, some of the other parks as well. People love it, and people are so grateful. And I know the seniors are going to take full advantage of every Fun Day Monday.
Yes. We'll definitely send you the dates.
Oh, I'll come. I'd love to pop by.
All right.
Thank you.
It's important. Actually, I just want to jump in here. And this program, we only bring information to people. We're not trying to be political or anything. But this morning, I just have to acknowledge that we have both Wayne and Laura together. Laura is up for re-election this November, and it's going to be wonderful. And Wayne is running for North Hempstead Supervisor. So these two people, coincidentally, that I have on the show this morning are the top of my ticket, our ticket. And the jobs you are both doing are tremendous, and it's going to, as we listen, as people listen to this radio and see it on TV, they just realize what a dynamic couple this is going to be and how great we are working together. So that's a little plug that I probably shouldn't say, but I said it.
Thank you, John. Thanks.
Well, can I give a little plug to Wayne? Is that okay?
I just
want to say I love Judy Bosworth, and, you know, I've spoken with her. She's become a wonderful friend. And I have to say, so has Wayne. He is out and about. He is everywhere. He is very connected to the communities, all of the communities of the town of North Hempstead. And I know he will do a fantastic job continuing his service in a new position.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. I'm so connected. I'm actually up here in Albany right now, but I'll be back shortly.
He's getting it done already up in Albany.
He's doing his job. You know, that's an interesting thing, and I'm not going to take it away from, we'll talk about Wayne later, but, you know, he's not just the clerk within North Hempstead. He's actually has joined the board, and he's a director on the New York State board. So some people just take a job and they do it locally, and that's the end of it. This is a man who's gone further and gotten more involved, which is significant.
Well, as Laura can attest, the best way to do your job locally is to learn best practices and learn how others are doing it, and bring it back home, because at the end of the day, that's what makes all our efforts worth it, is to know what works, where it works, and see how we can replicate it, you know, from small towns up here in upstate New York to big towns and to big counties like Nassau. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time we're trying to do something new, but we should figure out what works, why it works, and bring it back home.
Totally agree. You go, Laura. Wait.
No, I was just saying that I agree. You know, sometimes you can see what works in other places and modify it for your own place. But anyway, Rebecca, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, not at all. I was just going to throw in a little Wayne tidbit that, you know, Project Independence now in its double digits, Wayne was, you know, when Project Independence was implemented, one of the biggest supporters of all the programs we did and always came to events and programs. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, the supervisor Bosworth has been an incredible part of Project Independence as well. The strength of the program continues. And I know, Wayne, you're just gonna, you know, carry it on. And, you know, we're gonna have some maybe perhaps new progressive programming with Project Independence too. And well, partnerships with Nassau County.
You know, a corollary to finding best practices and bringing them home is starting good things and bringing them out to everybody else. Project Independence has been a perfect example of that. We know it grew out of what they called a NORC, a naturally occurring retirement community, of which North New Hyde Park had a couple tracks that qualified. And out of that came this program that covers so much of daily living for so many in our town. And that's the type of thing that we can bring to others and to show how it can work in a suburban setting. Because up until then, it really only been a city project. Now we've shown how it works in the Byzantine, serpentine levels of government that make up suburbia. And really, it's something you can then extrapolate out to so many different regions of the country. So I was just pleased to be able to be there at the ground floor when Project Independence was started. And it really is, it's a program that, as much as we're bringing back best practices, we can export best practices too.
Totally agree. It's very, very important. Now I want to go back to Laura, because I know, you know, the one thing, and I do want to say thank you to Laura, because, you know, Laura's doing this in the car. So it's not like she's hanging out like, oh, what am I going to do this morning? She's going from one appointment to the other on her schedule and manages to not squeeze us in. I don't mean that rudely. I mean, she wants to be part of this program. We want her to be part of this program, and she makes it her business. And for a county executive to go out of her way, as Laura does every Friday for us, is a major thank you from me to her, because we want to be updated. I mean, this COVID has really, you know, changed a lot of things. And Laura has kept a very positive attitude and has been, you know, once things opened in Nassau County, we want the beaches open. We want everything. We want to be a normal summer. And Laura's going to agree.
100%. You know, the fact that we can bring back our concerts to Lakeside Park, we can bring back our doo-wop bands, and you're going to have Led Zeppelin and Grateful Dead and Rolling Stones tribute bands at Lakeside. That's a really big deal for our residents to bring back some of this normal. You know, you've got beautiful parks and beaches in the town of North Hempstead. We have beautiful parks and beach in the county of Nassau and the other towns and villages as well. And the fact that we can take full advantage of this beautiful island that we live on this summer is wonderful. And on a personal note, you know, I'm always happy to speak with you, John, and Rebecca, and whoever else you have on the show, and Wayne. And I appreciate the opportunity, because I think the more we can communicate a sense of hope and a sense of positivity, the better off it is for all of our residents.
Perfect. I thank you very much. We got to go into a commercial. Laura, you know what I think of you. You're the best. Thank you for always coming on. Have a wonderful weekend. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.